There are more than 5 million Iraqis living outside the country, many of them refugees. Now they're watching from afar as Iraq unravels again. And one Iraqi-American rapper is using his voice to reflect that experience. From San Diego, Valerie Hamilton has more.
Tommy Hanna didn't mean to become the voice of young Iraqis abroad, he says. It just happened. Somehow, someway, someday, we gon' burn this bitch down for what they didn't upgrade. Rapping under his stage alias, Timbs, he recorded an Iraq War protest song in 2007 from an Iraqi-American point of view. Dear Mr. George Bush, why do you insist to make a fool of us? For over 200 years, we stood for what's good, now we despise by peers. The song went viral.
From one website to the next, from one blog to the next, and it was just like, I couldn't keep up with it.
Joining us now is Iraqi-American rapper Timbs.
All of a sudden, he was on Fox News, Al Jazeera, MTV, making his case against the war. He was 22.
We reached corners of the world that we never thought that it would.
Hanna was born and raised in San Diego. His parents are from Baghdad, but he hasn't been to Iraq since he was a kid, when Saddam was still in power. He started out rapping about girls, partying, and the San Diego Chargers. After his Iraq song, he says, that all changed.
I kind of got put into this position where it's like I was a de facto Iraqi-American voice, a face. I wasn't just a rapper anymore. It was like I was a spokesperson for these people. And I really, you know, felt the responsibility of that.
His next release in 2010 told the stories of Iraqi refugees struggling in the U.S. Now he's a refugee in the land of the free, but nobody's in the street passing bread out to eat. And he can't find a job because no matter where he goes, they tell him sorry to do, you're too old. Hanna went on to law school. He interned at a rights organization. This summer, he was getting ready to put out a new album, Songs About Iraqi American Life. Then, in June, the Sunni extremist group ISIS seized control of parts of Iraq and declared a new war on Christians like Hanna and other religious minorities. Ethnic cleansing has driven hundreds of thousands from their homes. But Hanna says he felt wrong writing music about it.
What's happening right now is so tragic, and it's so terrible that I kind of felt like, you know, I should say something, I should do something. But at the same time, I didn't want to pop my head out and say, oh, hey, now, you know, I'm going to record a song and I'm going to put it out, because I didn't want it to be about me.
But he started getting messages from fans. The first one came from a young rapper, an Iraqi refugee in Michigan.
He sent me an email saying that he really looks up to me, you know, that the song got Iraq and he knows all my music, and he wants me to rap about the situation.
Then he got a message from an Iraqi in Australia, then from a refugee in Jordan.
Timbs, when are you going to say something about the situation? Timbs, are you going to make a song? You're the voice that we look to. And I'm okay. And it just kept coming.
Hanna is not what you'd call a famous musician. He recorded his first tracks in his bedroom closet. He works a day job and he doesn't have a record deal. But he realized he did have a platform.
I feel like somebody needs to say something. And if I don't do it myself, then I won't be able to look myself, you know, in the mirror, because I have the opportunity to do it.
So he started writing. But facing down deadly conflict with words and music isn't that easy.
I've been going back and forth for the past couple weeks, writing lyrics and scratching them out and writing lyrics and crossing them out. I have this microphone in front of me and people are listening to me, so I need to make sure that what I'm about to say is important.
Should the lyrics call out George W. Bush for starting the war, President Obama for pulling out U.S. troops, Prime Minister Maliki? And what kind of song do you write about terrorists like ISIS?
What do you say to them, and what can you put in a song that would have any effect?
He says he doesn't have the answer. No one does. But he has the beginnings of a song. Here's a preview.
And it goes, if I ruled the world, there would be no God. No hell, no heaven above, just love. The one commandment. It's not blasphemy if you understand it. No religion, and no Bibles, and no prophets, and no idols. Just us on this little blue ball, suspended in space, trying not to fall.
Hanna plans to have the new song out online by the end of the month. For The World, I'm Valerie Hamilton, San Diego. Y'all must have missed the facts. Let me straighten y'all up on the twisted facts. Did you know?
The Garden of Eden was a wreck. God made Adam.